All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with what was supposed to be yesterday's episode of Returning to Mia, and now we're here, and my shit's working. Oh, you would have hated it last night, because I couldn't even get my cursor to... I couldn't see my cursor. So, you guys can't see it, but I have to be able to see it so I can actually click on shit. And without seeing it, it really fucked me up. I had to use the keyboard and everything else. So let's not do that again, because you would have hated that. All right, let's get started. What the fuck should I do here? What do you think? Let it happen.
Wrestling with this moral conundrum you found yourself in, you struggle to utter a response.
Man, let's make sure we are still recording. Okay, good. Well, since you aren't stopping me, I'll take it as a yes. Look how big it is. And to think it's not even completely hard yet. Well, she's not as stupid as I thought she was. What the hell am I doing? Why am I not stopping this? You look nervous. Don't be. It's okay. I'll start slow. And we'll see where we go from there. Shit. This is wrong. I shouldn't be letting this happen. Don't think about it. Just enjoy my hand around your cock. Squeezing it. Getting it nice and hard for me. Fuck. I can tell you're liking it. I see it on your face. Please, stop. But why? I know you don't really want me to. Again, she's a lot smarter than I thought. Maybe she plays a dumb role. What you really want is for me to go harder. Faster.
So she does.
Ah, she does. Ugh. How badly do you want to explode right now? All over my hands. Or on my face. Or maybe. Inside my tight... warm. Pussy. Oh, fuck! Ah! Oh my god, look how much of it there is. Shit! What did I just let you do? You simply let yourself feel good and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I have a girlfriend. And she never has to know about this. Cindy is smarter than I thought she was. She has to play the dumb... Well, she's not a blonde. The dumb brunette, or whatever. Still, I'll know. It was only a hand job. It's not like we had sex. Yeah. I think you should leave. It's getting late. Sure thing. Are you okay, though? I'm fine. I just want to move on from this. Pretend it never happened. Okay. Until next time. There won't be a next time, Cindy. She's much smarter than I thought. Right, of course. Bye, Grim. I think we'll be seeing more of that sweet ass. Yep. Fuck. What the fuck is wrong with me? This isn't who I am. I think it is. Not anymore.
For a while longer, you sit and contemplate what just happened. What you let happen. However, you know that beating yourself up about it won't change anything. So, with a conscience full of guilt, you go back upstairs to bed. Next morning.
I promise this will be the last one. You said that about the last place. But this time I really mean it. And why would I believe that? Because there aren't any places left. Ugh, thank God. Come on, let's start over there. Oh, this is kind of cute. What do you think? It's good, you should get it. He barely even looked at it. Because it doesn't matter what I think. You're just going to end up finding something to hate about it anyway. That's not true. We've been to literally every store in town and you haven't bought a single thing. so I'm feeling pretty sure. Sorry, but I don't have a lot of money, so I can't afford for the outfit not to be perfect. Why are you so picky about it anyway? Because I have to be. Since Mia's being her usual stubborn self, that leaves it up to me. Leaves what up to you? It leaves it up to me to be the sexy one. Ah, so that's what this is about. What else would it be about? Why do you think I asked you to come along? I don't know, because you think I have great taste? No, it's because you're a guy, and guys know what other guys like. Now, are you gonna keep whining, or actually be of some help? Can I do both? Okay, okay, look, here's the thing. It's one thing to take a look at some clothes on a hanger, but we can't really tell anything unless you try them on. And you haven't done that once all day. I suppose you're right. It's just, I haven't really seen a lot that I thought were worth trying on to begin with. Well, this is the last place, right? So unless you want to go home empty-handed, I think it's about time you start. All right. Good. Now, why don't you pick out a few things and try them on? Promise to give me your honest opinion on each of them? I promise. Okay, that's a plan. Okay, how do I decide which ones to narrow it down to? This is gonna take forever.
After what felt like forever, Grace finally decides which three outfits she wants to try on.
Give me a minute, I gotta change my glasses out. Ooh. Oh, there we go. After felt like, well, yeah, okay. I don't have to read that. Are you still out there? Yeah, I'm still here. You done? Yeah. You don't sound very excited. Because I'm not. I can already tell I don't like it. Come out, let me see. Not really any point, but okay. I don't think this one's for me. What's wrong with it? I'm not feeling the color, plus it's a little too tight in certain places. What do you think? Yeah. I agree, you could do better. Well, that's one down, two left.
As Grace closes the door to her stall, at the same time, the vibration causes the stall next to her to unlatch and open a little.
Huh. Someone probably didn't close the door properly. I think someone's in there too. Maybe I should close it for them. Yeah, why not? I'm just waiting here doing nothing anyway. I'll just close it very slowly. I don't want to startle whoever's in... Whoa! Who's that? Just look at her. Her back. Her legs. That ass. Okay. It's perfect. I'm almost done. Are you ready? Shit!
As careful as possible, you close the door without alerting the mystery woman inside.
Hey, you there? Yeah, come on out. How about this one? Damn, looking good there, Grace. Okay, there's also that outfit. Really? You don't think it exposes too much cleavage? Isn't that kind of the point? I guess. And you don't think it's too low cut? I think it's just right. Plus, you can definitely pull it off, so. Why not, right? You really think so? Because I do actually kind of like it, too. Then I think we have a winner. Well, there's still one more to try on. Although, why bother, huh? It's up to you. Screw it, I'm buying this one. It's quite a bit cheaper than the last one, too. Yeah, I think this one's the right choice.
Suddenly, the stall beside Grace opens up.
Oh shit, she's coming out! Holy fuck! You gotta be shitting me. Oh my god, Grim? What are you doing here? Hi, I'm just doing some shopping with, Grace. Huh? Oh, hello, Grace. Hey, Isla. Wow, that's a gorgeous outfit you have on. Really?
Looking back at Isla, you can't help but remember what you just saw.
Huh, so that's what Isla looks like under all those clothes. Yeah. Fuck! That dickhead husband of hers is luckier than I thought, lucky bastard. I'm actually glad I ran into you guys. There's something I was thinking of asking you, and now seems like a good time as any. Really? What did you want to ask? I know this is kind of last minute, but would you like to come to dinner at our place tonight? Dinner? Wow, this is really out of left field. Dinner at Isla's house? And with Sebastian there? I know I'm putting you on the spot, so you don't have to give me an answer right now. I just thought it might be an idea for all of us to get together and, you know, clear the air. Look, Isla, I appreciate the offer, but you know how it is between your husband and me. By now, I learn he brings out the worst in me, and I don't think you want a potentially ugly situation in your home to happen. Believe me, I considered all that. Still, I'll talk to him and make sure he's on his best behavior. No offense, but I think you're giving him more credit than he deserves. I highly doubt he'll be able to help himself. Besides, what's your goal with this, that we'll become friends? Sorry, but I don't ever see that happening. Too many things have already been said. I know, but I'm sure you could find some common ground. And I'm frankly really tired of all this pointless tension. I don't know. Just tell me you'll think about it. Okay, I'll think about it. No promises, though. Fair enough. You'll come along too, right, Grim? If Grace decides to go, then sure. Great. Well, hopefully I'll see you guys tonight. Yeah, no way Grace is gonna go. Well, that was unexpected. Yeah, what are you thinking? You're not actually considering it, are you? I don't know. What do you think? I think you should go. Even if it's just even if it's just as a favor to Isla. Yeah, that's what I thought. I kind of feel guilty turning her down after she had the courage to reach out like this. Who knows? Maybe this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Maybe. I never had a problem with her. Oh, I was talking about Sebastian. I think that's the funniest thing I've ever heard you say. If only because of how ludicrous it is. I have my moments. Okay, enough talking about that. It's now just up to me to make up my mind about the whole thing. Sure. So are we done here? You picked out the outfit you're buying, right? I did, but there's just one more little thing I wanted to try on. Ugh, I should have known. It'll only take a minute, I promise. I saw this really cute bikini that I think would look great on me, and when I said it was a little thing, I meant that literally. So if you're not comfortable giving an opinion on it, it's totally fine. I'll just decide myself in the dressing room if you don't want to. Don't be silly. I wouldn't be uncomfortable at all. Are you sure? It's pretty revealing. I think I can handle it, Grace. Okay, cool. Just give me a minute to put it on and I'll be right out. I'll be waiting here, eagerly. I'm sure you will.
A couple of minutes pass as you wait for Grace to put the bikini on.
Okay, it's on. Still, you're still sure you're fine with this? It's actually even skimpier than I expected it to be. Quit stalling and just get out here. All right. And? Too much? I don't really know what to say. It is, isn't it? Well, maybe, but I don't think it's a bad thing. I can hear DP saying, "Well, jump in Jehoshaphat!" I think it says, "To be honest, it looks great on you." Really? Yeah, I'm actually kind of shocked. Shocked? Why? It's just that someone of your advanced age. Wow! Oh, shut the hell up! I'm not old. I'm just fucking with you. So you really like it? You're not just saying that? Of course I do. I'm not gonna go that far, guys. It fits you perfectly. Thanks, Grim. That's really reassuring to hear. You're welcome. And you gonna get it? You know what? You convinced me. I'm buying it. Awesome. Just let me get dressed and I'll be back in a jiffy. If I'm being honest, it did more than just fit her perfectly. She looked amazing in that bikini. Though it might have been weird to say that to her. I don't want to make things get awkward. Which from my experience, I have a nasty habit of doing.
Another short while passes before Grace comes out. With the outfit and bikini she'd picked in hand, you pay for the clothing and leave the store. Back at home.
What a day. Yeah, a real long one. Also, I appreciate you coming with me. Oh, don't say that. You're just making it harder for me to complain about it. Why'd you think I did it? Touche. Okay, I've taken up enough of your time today. You're free to go and do whatever you want now. What are you gonna do? Probably just lie down and relax. Maybe I'll stop by the bar for a little. Oh, no, you won't. Mia's taking care of things over there, so just leave it up to her. But she might. She'll be fine. You need to loosen the reins a bit, Grace. She's fully capable of holding things down. I suppose. It's just that... What? Never mind. It doesn't matter. Just spill it. I'm not leaving until you do. It's just that outside of the bar, I... Yeah? I don't really have much else going on. As sad as it is, that place is my life. That's not sad at all. It's completely normal that you're so invested in it. The thing is, I spend most of my time there, and I'm not sure I'd do that if I had even just one other thing to do instead. Like what? Well, a boyfriend, for one thing. Oh. It's been a few years now since the divorce, and I think I might be ready to get back out there. At the same time, though, I'm scared. Scared of what? I don't know. Getting hurt? Putting myself out there and being rejected? Or even worse, falling in love only to get hurt later on down the road. And this is something you fear from experience, right? Well, yeah. Even more recently from Viv's. I've actually talked to women about this recently, about the same age she is. And it's a real fear, especially if the man was violent. There's a lot of women I know who have absolutely violent men. Like, they've actually fucking hurt them and did, like, horrible shit. We're not talking about, you know, they had an argument or something. No, physical violence. I don't know who provoked who or how it started, but yeah, shit got rough and they don't want to be hurt. So, I hear a lot of that. I've actually had a few women tell me, you know, I'm healing at this stage. I don't want to deal with anything for a while, you know? I mean, they're still up for sex, but they don't want to get any more involved in that. You know, that's one thing I've noticed. They'll definitely, you know, they get horny. The ones that do want to go talk to men for that, some won't even do that. But the ones that get horny, yeah, they'll go see men for that situation. But as far as a relationship, that ain't happening. Because, again, it brings back way too much trauma and pain and everything else they went through with their previous relationships. And, I don't know. I mean, I've talked to a lot of them around my age that have just told me, you know, relationships just end sometimes. You know, I asked a friend of mine recently, I said, you know, you said you were in two relationships with two other guys, you know, and for a number of years. And I said, you know, what happened? And she just simply said, they ended. I mean, she said, relationships just end sometimes. You know, there's arguments and fights and things like that, and they just, it breaks off. And, I mean, she admitted the same fear that a lot of women have that Grace here has. She says, you know, I have my kids, but I can't trust that my kids are always going to be there for me. And sometimes kids move on and they do their own thing and they don't have time for their mother anymore. You know? And she said, I've seen it myself happen. So I don't really want to die alone. And that's kind of sad to hear. You know? I mean, yeah, I know there's a lot of guys beating the drum. Well, they get what they deserve and all that. But I don't know. I mean, it's still not a good situation. I don't think guys... I don't think all guys... I mean, some guys are like, okay, yeah, I can do this by myself. And, you know, that's cool. Some guys can do that. But some guys can't. Some guys are like, you know, I do want, you know, somebody there before you... And then there's women, of course, they don't want to die alone, you know? It's a thing that happens. But, I mean, I don't know. This is an interesting situation we've got going on right now. But, yeah, Grace is echoing the same thing that a lot of women are right now. A lot of women my age, they literally do not want to die alone. They want a partner. They don't want to just sit and do nothing. It's boring. I've talked to a lot of women that are just really starved for any kind of companionship. And there's nothing wrong with them. You know how Grace is a little older. She's not as attractive as she used to be. But she's not bad looking. That's the same way I'd say these women. They're not like they used to be. I mean, I've seen the befores, you know, like before they hit the wall or whatever they call, you know, the wall as we call it. I mean, they didn't hit the wall so hard that they don't look like the same person anymore. They're just not in their prime, you know? Like, Grace is not in her prime, but that doesn't mean she's just hideous. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's part of aging, you know? It's just literally part of aging. Vivian, what does she have to do with any of this? I probably shouldn't be getting into such personal shit about her with you, but I think it'll help you understand her better. I'm listening. Viv wasn't always the cynical one when it comes to love. In fact, she was quite the opposite. You're shitting me. I know it's hard to picture now, but only 3 years ago or so, she was very different. What happened? She found out her girlfriend was cheating on her. Ouch. Yeah. And it wasn't just like they were casually dating, either. Viv was gonna pop the question to her. She actually bought a ring and everything, if you can believe it. Holy shit, that's rough. Yeah, devastated her. I can't even tell you how many nights I spent with her on the couch while she cried on my shoulder. It was heartbreaking. And after that, what? She just became jaded towards relationships? Basically, yeah. Now she just goes from one fling to another, refusing to let herself get emotionally attached again. But deep down, I know she wants more. She just hides it underneath this devil-may-care facade. And I take it you don't want to be like that? Of course not. Still, can't say I don't see where she's coming from. I get it. I appreciate you saying that, Grim, but how could you? Easy. I was in a very similar situation. Except I was the bad guy in the story. Really? You cheated on a previous girlfriend? In a way. It was a little more complicated than that, but yeah, I fucked up. This girl, the one you cheated on. Were you in love with her? I asked myself that question 100 times. Hell, 1,000 times. And? I think so, yeah. Unfortunately, it's something I only realized after it was too late. Okay. And by then she moved on, which I'm glad she did. So you never actually told her how you really felt? It might have made a difference. I know, but it probably all turned out for the best. I was younger and less mature then. Selfish as all shit, too. She definitely deserved better than the person I was at the time. And what about the person you are now? Think he'd be worthy of her? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. All I know is that it's a moot point now. Of course. Well, at least now you have Sadie. sure you gotta be grateful for that, right? Yeah, I am. She's a great girl. But are you in love with her? That's the magic question. I'm getting there. Not quite as quickly as she has, but in time, yeah, I think I will be. I'm happy to hear that. Thanks. Well, I think we've both had about enough of this serious talk for one day, don't you think? Yeah, more than enough. Good. What do you say the two of us just veg out for a while and maybe watch a dumb comedy or something? Actually, I did have another idea. Really? And what's that? I don't know whether you're in the mood for it or not, but how about telling me another one of those racy stories? Seriously, after that deep emotional conversation we just had, that's what popped into your head? You gotta remember, Grace, I'm still just a simple guy. Yeah, I'm starting to see that. And you did say you got a lot of those stories, so what better time to tell me another one while we're all alone in the house? Pretty please? Alright, I'll do it, but don't forget, you said you had some stories of your own. So next time, it'll be your turn to take me on one of your sordid walks down memory lane. You got it. Good. Now, which one should I tell you? Oh, I have just the one, and if I do say so myself, it's a real doozy. I'm all ears. Okay, well, this one took place around, I think I was 26 at the time. Yeah. Knock, knock, knock. I'm coming. Pardon. That's not part of it. That's Grim trying to get over his sickness here. Hi, you must be Angel, right? That's right, and you are Dan? Yup, we spoke on the phone. Come on in. Thanks. I gotta say, you have no idea how relieved I am. Oh yeah? And why is that? Well, it's just that the description of you in the paper is all we had to go by, so we weren't sure what would show up. And you're absolutely gorgeous. Thank you. You're not so bad yourself. But before we get down to business, don't you have something for me? Oh right, the money. It's all there, but you can count it just in case. It's okay, I trust you. Why, hello there, and who might you boys... Wait, don't I know? Oh fuck, you've gotta be shitting me. I'm Andrew. And I'm Mike, nice to meet you. Yeah, same. So, where do you want to do this? Right here is fine. Awesome. And we have the stereo too, with the music you requested. Good. And, which one of you is the birthday boy? That'd be me. Well, aren't you a cutie? Lucky me. Fuck me. You're really hot. Yeah. Then let's not keep you boys waiting any longer. This is gonna be so awkward. Huh? Holy shit, Grace? Yeah. Wait, you guys know this girl? Yeah, we had some classes with her. Well, never thought I'd see you again. And definitely not under these circumstances. You're a stripper now? No, I mean, kinda. Just something I do sometimes to make a little extra scratch. I ain't complaining. So are we still gonna do this or what? Mike? What, are you kidding? Getting a lap dance from the hottest girl in college? Hell yeah! Good. With a swift movement. Then let's get started. Oh, fuck yeah, you lucky son of a bitch. Music, now. Alright. Oh, right! With almost a sprint, Dan runs over to the stereo and puts the music on, while the other two move the coffee table. Wow, isn't that something? They actually had the... The fact that they moved the coffee table over so she could do it. That's not something I'd ever thought I would read in one of these. Because that's not something you really think about when you're writing this stuff. Like, oh yeah, these two moved the coffee... Like, that's something you do if it happens in real life. But when you're reading a story, they don't really have, oh, so-and-so moves the coffee table over so she can do it. That's not something you really... And they actually show them moving the table. That's not something I expected. It's just a weird detail that they added. Just to kind of make this more, I guess, realistic. That's more like it. Now just sit back, relax, and enjoy every minute of this while it lasts.
Yes, ma'am. Gulp.
You boys enjoying yourselves?
No, I certainly am.
Oh, well, we don't need to see her go that fast. Am I turning you on?
Yeah!
What about you, birthday boy? Am I making you hard?
I...
It's okay. I'll check myself.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's definitely hard. Damn. As erotic as she can make it, Grace starts moving. Amazing. For a little longer, Grace continues grinding on Mike. You're fucking perfect, you know that? You don't say. Suddenly getting off, Grace turns her back towards Mike. Please don't tell me that's it. Without saying a word, Grace bends over, grabs her little panties, and swiftly slides them off. How perfect, though. Clearly, she gets closer to him. So perfect that you would get your cock nice and hard for me?
Yeah.
Or even that you would come for me? With her back pressed against Mike, Grace holds his hand tightly pressed against her supple chest, gently grinding against his crotch. Her movements are sexual. Sensual. We know they're sexual. Her movements are sensual, slow, but precise. She knows exactly how to perfectly tease a man. And Mike soon succumbs.
For fuck, I think I'm...
What?
I think I've got a...
Dude, get a hold of yourself!
Ah,
you gotta be shitting me. I guess the fun's over. That's not it, is it? A strip tease and a lap dance is what I was paid to come here and do, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but...
We're old friends here, aren't we, Grace? How about you give me and Dan a dance, too? We'll even pay you extra for it. Oh, how much are we talking? Whoa, let's just hold on a second. What if I had another idea? I'm listening. What if we... You know... What are you doing? This is my birthday, man. And? You blew your load, didn't you? So what do you think? Think we can continue this part a bit longer? Maybe. Still, that all depends on how much you got on you. I've got another 400 in my wallet with your name on it.
And I got another 2. I didn't bring my wallet.
So for 600, you want the whole 9 yards, huh? You interested? Sure, why not, right?
Now, that's called illegal prostitution. And I can't recommend it.
Fuck yeah. Without wasting more time, Dan kisses Grace while Andrew comes up behind her. The moment he does, he grabs her ass.
God, the firmness, it feels amazing.
Just wait till you see how my mouth feels. Saying this, Grace gets on her knees.
This is so awesome, man. Best birthday I've ever been to. This is such bullshit.
They both look so good, I don't even know which one to start with. I'm paying more, so mine.
Wow, okay.
Fuck yeah, your mouth feels so fucking good wrapped around my cock. It didn't take long for Andrew to get jealous.
I want to turn now.
Before either of the guys can react,
holy moly, the woman's a vacuum.
Ugh. Grace enjoying the taste of his cock for another moment. But soon... And then she pants.
Had enough cocksucking, have you? Had enough of the cocksucking, have you? So that's just the way that line read to me. What are you gonna do with me now? He. Instead of telling, Dan shows her. And the moment he gets into position. Ah! Oh my god! You like that, you little whore? God, yes, you're so fucking big. Get ready, cause I'm coming in too. Get hard, you stupid fucking thing. You have no idea how much I wanted to stuff your cut in high school. But I guess dreams do come true. Then she pants and goes, ah, again. Yes, loud moan, you'll have to imagine it. Fuck my little pussy. Harder! Just hold on a little longer, guys. I think I'm starting to get hard again. I can't. I've gotta come. Fuck me too. Just don't you dare come inside me, understood? Oh, that'd be a really bad birthday. Got it! Both guys pull out as commanded. Here it comes. Fuck! Gah. Yeah, you like that hot sticky jizz all over your sweaty. All over your sweaty skank body? That's it. Cover me with your whole... What the fuck? Cover me whole with your thick gum! Shit, I'm completely soft again. Phew, that was something! With a slide of her finger, Grace picks up both Dan and Andrew's cum. The guys can only watch as she enjoys a taste of their cum. Yummy. Best day ever. Worst birthday ever! Pretty crazy, huh? Yeah, though it doesn't seem like something you do at all. Well, it was, like, a lot of years ago. I changed a lot since then. Grown, you know? I get that, but... You look at Grace with suspicion in your eyes, her face seeming almost as though it's about to burst into laughter. You sure this all really happened? You're not just bullshitting me, are you? Of course not. Really? Yes. I mean, sure, I may have embellished a few things here and there. Right. Well, either way, it's a fun story. I think so, too.
Suddenly, Mia walks into the room.
And that's where we're going to end it. God damn you, Grim! Right with Mia, the thing is called returning to Mia, and as soon as Mia walks in the room, you have to fucking say we're done. Damn it, give me at least 5 minutes of Mia. It's like, well, here. Mia? Oh, hey. Well, there you go. There's Mia. We'll end off on Mia right there. So we will return to Mia next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more returning to Mia. And yes, we'll return to Mia, you know, because she'll be the first screen you see.